This is Dave.
This is Blake.
This is Duncan.
This is Joanna.
And I am masquerading as Yanni.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
So here's what happens. Like, so you're all just... Eventually you find the main road, but it's just like a main road. There's like a stoplight, and then is a road. And there's like some other gated subdivisions off of it. What do you do?
Does this thing have GPS?
Why not?
All right. Where's the... We need to find that train track and follow it.
Okay. Show us where... Can you show train tracks on you? I'm talking the GPS.
Is the GPS an independent device? An independent machine?
It's actually... I'm guessing it's a newer model, so it's actually built into the dash. So the truck says... the SUV says... I don't know. I can't see inside me.
I'm going to sort of try to manipulate it with using the regular command.
That does sort of work.
Which probably means it involves like panning over until I can see the track and then like, you know,
zooming out.
In the meantime, I guess just drive.
Okay.
So the weather is starting to turn. It's one of those sort of summer thunderstorms that often hits in the Midwest and the South. So the sky is like a wall of just dark clouds is coming at you guys pretty fast. And so you're sort of driving along like city, like subdivision, like suburban streets with like you know, a Walgreens and like stoplights, and maybe you pass a mall at some point. And spatters of rain hit the windshield of the car. And there's this incredible peal of thunder, and then under the peal of thunder, you hear sirens. She did say she was calling 911. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
This seems like a driver problem.
You found the best way to the train tracks yet?
I think you've sort of figured out where they are.
Okay, well then we've got a destination. I guess I'm gonna be like, boop. The next train station.
Ah, okay.
Right. So GPS is up to that.
All right. It's a ways off. It's actually like you guys are in the.
It could be a state away. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Let's say you're on the outskirts of, we'll just name some southern city, like you're in the suburbs of Birmingham or something.
Yeah.
And so, like, the next train tracks is like some small town, hundreds of miles away. Springfield, sure. Springfield, whatever state you're in. And then you know the next. Glenview or Glendale, what's the other one that's in a million states?
Wilbury.
Wilbury. There's a little town called Wilbury where there's a train station.
I'm confident there is a Wilbury in Massachusetts, or in Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia.
So you start heading for the edge of town, and the rain really picks up, and now it's like next to zero visibility, and you start seeing flashing lights, like in the rear view mirror. You start seeing like there's cops back there, and you know all these polite southern drivers are sort of clearing the road for them. So, yeah, and the road is getting actually kind of bad because the water is starting to pile up on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Man, you gotta drive faster.
Okay,
I cannot let them catch me.
Is the rain coming down?
Oh, it's pouring. It's pouring to the point where you're practically hydroplaning.
Okay, maybe I can do a thing about this.
Maybe you can do a thing about this. We haven't seen
how close are they?
They're catching up. They're like a block. They're like two blocks behind you now, and cars are getting out of the way for them.
I'm gonna wait until
after in mall traffic. So
I'm gonna wait until. Well, actually, I guess they know our plate number. So I'm gonna wait until they are.
Maybe the visibility's pretty bad.
I'm gonna wait until the closest police car is within 50 feet of us.
All right, and then.
And then I'm going to freeze the road solid.
Thought you might do that.
Right behind us, solid.
Yep.
Like the curve.
Woo! Go over the edge of the cliff. He just picks up the I might get harmed. He just picks up the I might get harmed to die.
Yeah. We're in a car. It's always dangerous.
1, 3, 3, 4, 5, 6
That seems good. Well, let's see here now. 4 is going for goal. And I think 5 is going for Psy. I need to do something in the harm category. I don't know, but I want to keep them off of us, though.
So. Mm. Well, they can advance 1, and it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Oh, there we go. Now this will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
No, I am stopping them dead in their freaking tracks.
So the audience knows that this is not the same cops. Because they can see the difference in the cop cars.
And I care why.
You don't. No, I know. I'm just saying. Perfect. So we have a 4 in goal. You succeed and I say how. A 3 in reveal. Nothing happens. A 5 in chase. The chasers do not catch up. A 3 in psi. Another local news story. And a 6 in harm. No harm. Is there anything you would like to dictate about the lack of reveal, or the not getting harmed?
Well, the lack of reveal is that when I make the road, when I make the water on the road freeze, I feel a bit warm.
But you're not quite sure why.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like, I guess I get all sweaty. Like, Turn on the AC. It's hot in here.
So
here's the freaking south, apparently.
So here's what happened. Not only the road becomes a sheet of ice behind you, but like all of the big heavy raindrops are now like ice pellets.
Mm.
And so there's this like massive like explosion of sleet behind you as well. And what ends up actually happening is that the cop car is more or less able, because they're cop cars and they're trained drivers, is able to stay on the road. But somebody comes from a side street, tries to stop, hits the patch of ice, and T-bones the cop car. And there's also, you hear several crashes behind you, but that one was the most dramatic as you're looking back. Yeah. Just the cop car's bam! And it's rather spectacular.
Yeah.
If this was a movie, it would have exploded.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys get away, and you're starting to hit the end of the sort of the commercial strip here, the commercial drag.
Mm.
So you guys are planning on moving to the country highway.
Yeah, wherever the GPS,
yeah.
However the GPS says to get to the train station. Mm-hmm. We're really not likely to catch a train. You're gonna have to like really floor it.
Yep.
We need to drive illegally the entire way.
Yeah. So what were all of your characters doing?
Yeah, so by the way, when he got back into the car and his tattoos changed on his face, I started like, man, your tattoos, they changed. And I like traced all of the tattoos on the side of his head.
So you're just poking the side of
Egg's
head.
Just poking the side of your head. Yeah. Well, they changed. Do you know they changed? That's cool.
Really? I can't really see my...
Yeah, well, you'll have to look in a mirror. And then when the cop cars, like, he turns everything to ice, I'm, of course, turned around watching it out the back, going, wow. Like, it's the coolest thing I've ever seen. And then when the cars blow up, I'm like, wow.
So...
It's adorable in my head.
Now, while she makes things talk to everybody... I'm not sure that my power actually does that.
No. It just talks to you.
Stuff just happens.
I think I might be talking to the machines out loud.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm hearing the truck, and maybe the radio is trying to talk to me. And,
yeah.
I think that's how the truck is talking to you, is over the radio.
I mean...
Yeah. But I just think you're crazy, because, I mean, when things talk to me, everybody knows they talk to me.
Yeah.
You're just nuts.
No, I just, like, say, hey, truck, do this thing. And then the truck kind of does it.
Okay, so you have magical powers.
Yes.
But you don't have my magical powers. That's all that I know.
When the cops were, like, chasing us, my character's, like, super nervous. I'm sitting there, got my hand, like, here. looking behind us the whole time. I'm not going to get taken alive.
I'm actually have almost completely focused on the road. Like
anybody paying attention.
Yeah.
How do you affect me, like, touching your face and your head?
Mostly
just like, get off me. That does not stop me.
Yeah, I've probably told you guys to buckle up because I'm going to go faster, but I haven't bothered to look to see if you do or not, and I also haven't buckled up myself, so...
I say cool, and I, like, reach over, I look over the seat at you, because I'm behind you
so
in the dirt.
So, Richard... It takes this thing out onto to basically what is a divided but like one lane on each side country highway. Like, and it's only divided because like it's hilly here and there's all sorts of trees and they just mostly make the road go around rather than like
yeah.
It's some places where there's a steep hill that's two lanes in case a truck needs to go.
Point of order, when I turn around to see the cop cars and freeze them, if she's unbuckled, I tell her to buckle her damn seatbelt.
Oh. Yeah. I glare at you.
So, girl. It's now raining, but
around.
Not...
Now you're in the back,
cool.
too, though, right?
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
I thought
no.
he called shotgun. Oh, right, he did call shotgun.
He did call shotgun.
All right, I'm going to force her into her seatbelt.
I called gun. I don't have a gun.
So you guys are just now, like Richard is, like, just... He's got the throttle open all the way up. You're going, like, 80 on a country road where you really should only be doing, like, 45, maybe. And it's kind of a nasty ride. I kind of want to see the scene in the car as you guys are, like, speeding along the country road.
My pout at being forcibly buckled up slowly dissolves into clinging to the seatbelt as I routinely jolt out of the seat. And a sort of shock and excitement.
I'm picturing that.
I bet I can cool the engine to make it go faster.
I don't think we can go plenty fast enough as is. The issue is staying on the road.
Yeah, that is actually kind of an issue. The rain is starting to let up, but the roads are still slick, and like every once in a while you almost lose it. And then you crest a hill, and in front of you is a tractor going about 20. So, what do you do?
I think I'm going to tell the tractor to get the hell out of the way right, and I'm going to go left and hope.
I'm pretty sure that's all the dice. All the dice. All
tractors aren't renowned for their intelligence.
Hush you. FYI, if this becomes a collision situation, I want to make a roll too.
Oh, but believe me, you'll all be making rolls.
But only if we're going to hit
Interesting.
It.
Interesting. We have 1, 3, 3, 6, 6. So what do you want to do? Oh, you just told me what you wanted to do. You wanted to, like, get it to go... You wanted to avoid a collision.
Yes. Well, can I retcon that I said the tractor goes left and I go right?
Don't care.
Okay.
Bye.
Well... Because then, if the tractor goes into oncoming traffic, it's slightly less bad for us.
That's a good point. Tractor's sturdy.
But how do I fail without getting hurt?
You get stuck behind the tractor.
Yeah.
You slam on the
it
brakes.
It doesn't work, but
you
were able to slam on the brakes in time.
Mm-hmm. Or we both
Hold
go
on.
Left.
So anyways, have we decided what's going on?
Yep.
All right. You're not getting hurt.
No.
You're getting a reveal. You're failing. So, Sai, how does your shit go crazy? I get to say. So, it's actually, like, the other side of the thing. Like, there's... You hear in your brain, you hear, like, a bunch of trucks arguing with each other on the other side of the road. One guy's been trying to sort of, like... past the other for a long time.
I can imagine the tractor be like, Lord mercy, the psychic talking to me. I'm a simple country tractor. I ain't prepared for this.
Starts to weave in the road.
Yeah. But the tractor refuses.
Left, but that's going to take like an hour.
But actually, on the other side of the road, finally, the one evidently got sick of waiting. tried to pull around the other one, sideswiped it, and one of them was a giant chemical truck filled with all sorts of, flammable whatever.
Uh-oh.
And so the other side of the road, you know, see behind you as you sort of roll by, there's all sorts of fire and debris raining down and stuff like that. So that you might have caused that, potentially, maybe? Question mark? Explosion mark?
That's going the other way.
Yeah, going the other way. But you're still sort of negotiating behind this guy. What was the role that you wanted to make?
Do you have all your stuff? Do you remember what all your stuff is going to be?
Oh, we have a reveal as well.
Yeah, we have a reveal and
I've got the chase, but that chase can happen.
I'm going to attempt to freeze the tractor to so low a temperature that when we hit it, it simply shatters into shards.
That's terrifying. Yeah. Okay, do that thing.
Okay, so
I don't think it's going to hurt. Well, no, that'll definitely potentially hurt you. So I think this is all six dice.
Yeah.
That's you want to do the reveal now?
I still haven't figured. Like, I wish this was a five, because I don't have a good answer.
Well, you should have put something else there.
I had.
There was no five.
It was either I pick or nothing happens.
Don't worry about it. Just keep it in your brain. Okay. Yeah, you're trying to destroy the tractor.
Okay.
And we've already got them advancing twice.
Well, if we're going to hit that tractor, then, you know, I want it to damage us as little as possible.
Yep.
And I happen to know that you can make a thing very brittle. Oh, good, goody, good. Festival of threes.
Three, 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 four, six.
Well, this is fine. Hello, four.
Can my answer be to why do machines talk to me? Because I listen. Is that too vague?
Ooh.
Yeah, but let's see if anyone else has any. You have first say, but let's see if anyone else has any details to spice that up or other suggestions. Remember, you don't have to go with what you say. If somebody else has a better idea, you just get to present first.
What was your answer?
Why do machines talk to them? Because he listens.
Because I listen to them.
Do any of you have anything like better or other suggestions or ways to add to that? He is free to like take it or leave it, but you know.
Or maybe because I can hear them. I mean. Mm-hmm.
What maybe? But you. Oh, go ahead.
What are your other questions? Just to make sure I don't break the context of the character.
I.
Nah. Am I human? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that the reason why machines talk to you is that the structure of your brain is more mechanically inclined. Like you're almost entirely. Is it left
right
brain? Right brained.
No, left brained. Left brained.
Yeah, you're almost entirely that. And so while you can communicate with people, most of what goes on in your head is mathematical, mechanical, spatial, dimensional. And so machines, you vibe with them more than necessarily language and words. So.
Okay.
Maybe.
So you are going to get a reveal. The chasers are going to gain. So what I'm actually thinking is I have first say.
What order do these proceed in?
Any of them.
Because I know exactly what my reveal is going to be.
Well, tell me what your reveal is. We'll write down the answer to your question then.
Okay.
If you're satisfied with that.
I smell like smoke because when I use my power to make something cold, my body gains the heat.
Yep.
Ooh.
That makes a lot of sense. Which is also how you harm yourself.
Yep.
I'm gonna kind of take what she suggested. Machines talk to me because I can hear them.
Ah, because you can.
Yeah.
There we go. Synthesis for the win.
Yep. I'll describe the harm last, I think.
Yeah.
You freeze the whole tractor, including the driver.
Oh, yeah.
You smash into it. It shatters. Your car goes through. But, the sigh out of control is you just murdered at least one dude.
Oh, yeah.
And shattered a tractor all over the road. That's going to also cause a bit of a stir.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. So the chasers, like, they're listening to the local police scanners. So you see the guy sitting there in the driver's seat. He's got the police scanner. He's listening in the they're both wearing those creepy mirror glasses, mm-hmm. And the, you know, blah blah blah, you know, stolen vehicle last seen heading west, and then they sort of just turn into each other wordlessly, and instead of like the turning to the subdivision, I just mimed my just turning my head like mechanically to the side and then forward. They skip past the subdivision where the column of smoke is rising from the crashed cars and like speed out into the city, and then zoom straight through the straight through the accident scene where the other cop cars are you know, the cop cars being scraped off the road with a giant spatula, and
they're on the highways.
Yep. So
get the motor running.
You have your reveal. You have your reveal. How you're injured. I'm going to know. I have first say, but I think I want your input on this.
I would presume that I can't immolate myself. But if my clothes catch fire, I could be suitably harmed by them.
So I want to actually... So yeah, so let's actually say that... Let's actually say that you can actually, like, cook yourself a little bit. Mm. Because the impairment that you're taking is runner is hurt and impaired for the rest of this session.
Yeah.
Which means that, like, it's not an easy injury to, like...
Right.
Like, or just shake off. Although, admittedly, it could just be, like, second-degree burns as your shirt catches fire. And possibly, you know, the back... Part of the back seat as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you, like, you put it out, but you're burned and you need...
Right.
Medical attention. So, does that make more sense then to you?
Yeah, that's kind of what I had.
All right, yeah. So that's what happens. Your shirt actually catches fire. And so your shirt is on fire. And you're like, shit!
I start sweating.
I'm on fire!
What the hell are you guys doing back there?
He's on fire!
Hard enough.
And in fact, I think you trying to put him out. Although, actually, let's... So you're on fire.
Yeah.
And hurt. You have second degree burns. At this point, like, that brown sheriff's car is like, almost going impossibly fast, zooming up the road behind you, and actually you see two other cars behind it, also the exact same make.
Mm.
Mm. So...
Did we get Yanni's reveal yet?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. He can hear the machines talking to him.
Oh.
You put your answer on the wrong line.
Something about the way his brain is wired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They talk to me because I can hear them.
So here's the thing that happens. You're on fire. You're sitting next to a dude on fire.
Yeah.
And so you're sort of leaning over in the middle because he's sitting on one side of the back seat.
Yeah, I'm screaming and trying my best to, like, reach over to my belt. I'm only tagging, like, part of his arm, one arm, with, like, the tips of my hands.
Man, you think guys think you got problems. I just throw it through an ice tractor.
I'm, of course, screaming a high-pitched little girl scream.
And as you lean, you sort of, like scooch over to your seat and lean over to just try to, like, bat at him. Before you actually, like, actually succeed in, like, trying to do that, there's a sound, and sitting where you were in your seat is a woman in a rather tight-fitting deputy's uniform. And she kind of looks around and, like, goes for her weapon. So you're trying to put him out.
Uh-huh.
Well, now there's a person between us, right?
No. She leaned over to the middle, like, to try to put you out.
I'm on her lap, kind of.
Yeah, and you're sort of on her hip.
Yeah.
Oh, frick.
So here's... she's also wearing creepy mirrored sunglasses, in case you were curious. So you're trying to put him out.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure you even noticed the woman behind you.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Unless you don't want to try to put him out.
Well, I think the thing, it's also that my hands are torn up. So now that there is a person, like, instantly behind me, I think that I would understand that I'm all of a sudden on somebody's lap, and that's not okay.
This is the female deputy.
Yes.
The female deputy.
I'm on fire!
Yeah.
You're on fire!
Still burning!
Oh, yeah. So you hear think? A... You both hear a bit a as well, and, you know, if you turn around, there's, like, a woman.
Yeah. Wait, you're one of them! Get out of the car now.
So, I think... I forgot you had that gun. That is so perfect. So she,
I got a gun.
So she kind of just like, let's see. So you're in the passenger seat, and she was staring ahead at the driver. She, what do?
I shoot her.
You do that.
Boom.
If this is dangerous, yeah, but probably not involving your side power. Yeah. Unless you want it to be. Somehow.
I don't think this involves my psi power.
Yeah. My psi power right now is having a gun.
So, all of this considered, I'd be trying to put you out. With
can you,
my
can
little...
you ask the fire to stop burning?
Yeah.
Fire's like, fire,
ooh, one,
fire,
two,
fire,
three,
fire,
four, six. Fire. Interesting. Mm. We are now in capture. So, if you do not put a high enough number in capture, one of you will be captured.
Captured. Probably me. Because
I need
am on
to put
lap.
A four in capture.
Nobody gets caught. Yeah. The player has first say. It's like, four,
so,
I cap her ass.
I put anything in.
Welcome to Bullet.
Yeah. If I ever roll, I would ask the fire to put you out, theoretically. And then the fire would be talking all over you.
And I don't want to go out.
I don't want to go out. You're delicious.
You're Andrea, right? Is that
what
you mean?
Audra.
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 Right.
So then Audra. Audra is like... What's up, Bullet? She's like, I'm saying, I feel so fulfilled.
I feel so fulfilled.
I killed somebody.
I wanted to do this.
I'm complete.
Nobody gets caught.
Yay.
Because I shoot her.
But she also shoots you. So there's that.
Yeah, there's that. So.
Well, hold on a second. So you succeed there. Arm three. Yeah, you're going to get shot. I think that's pretty clear. No reveal. You achieve your goal. Consider bitch capped.
Right in her mirrored sunglasses.
So I'm gonna just say that, like, you guys shoot at the same time. You're able to get your gun up faster.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because she seemed ever so slightly disoriented when she bipped in. So,
It's always disoriented, teleporting next to burning people.
She wasn't ready to teleport in her car with fire. Like, whoa, this car is on fire.
Oh, it's not this guy's already have problems.
I'm okay with that.
I pull up my gun and not really prepared to
like that
pull
side
the trigger.
Sideways, like gangsta style.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
I'm like a scrawny white kid.
I know that.
White
I believe
beater.
You. No, that makes perfect sense. I just wanted to get that for the recording.
Okay. Yeah. And just yelling at her, get out of the car! Get out of the car!
She goes,
it doesn't even make sense. We're not even slowed down.
She pulls it up, and...
And so I pull.
And you both fire at the same time. Where do you get shot? Where does he get shot?
Shoulder.
It's always the shoulder.
It does make sense also, though, because I'm leaning over the seat.
The typical shoulder point region. It could be up the arm.
Yeah, I was about to say, like through your tricep or something like that.
I was going
to
say, like... She doesn't have the gun quite up. Like, she's a trained professional, so she knows what she's doing, but getting shot causes her to pull the trigger early. So, like,
mm-hmm.
You get shot maybe in the shoulder or whatever, but through the chair.
Yeah.
So,
but I do, like, I do actually, because the shoulder's, that's cliche. Can we get you through the meat of the arm instead?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that then. So you are now shot through the meat of the arm. And I actually say the seat absorbs some of the force, and it's a small caliber weapon, so the bullet has actually gone like halfway in and embedded itself in your arm.
Oh, worst possible solution.
Yeah.
So, you could fish it out and bandage you up if somebody wanted to take the time to do it, right?
I guess.
Meanwhile, we've got two problems. One is, there's still cars after you,
mm-hmm.
and clearly they can teleport.
Mm-hmm.
And two, he's still on fire.
He's still on fire.
Yeah, he's totally on fire.
Do we move back to chase? It says if the runner escapes, capture leaves play, and chase comes back into play.
Yeah, sure. That would require somebody doing some creative driving or getting rid of the bad guys.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure since it was in here.
Yeah. You have to advance to a new location to get away.
What?
Mm.
So, I mean, I'm perfectly willing to... advancing to, like, the little town, if you can lose these guys,
okay,
seems like a reasonable thing to do. But somebody's going to have to take an action and do it right now, because it's not just a freebie to advance the next
okay, location. Yeah, I just wasn't sure how it worked.
Yeah.
I can maybe... I mean, it's an SUV. It can go a little off-road. It's not
to and I've been looking at the GPS the few times I haven't been looking at the road.
Oh, so here's what it is. Maybe there's a because you know power lines, they cut like a path, they cut like a thing on the power lines. So there's power lines that run in this roughly this, the same direction along the tracks, because they come from the same suburban area you are to this little town. What did we say it was called?
No, Wilbury.
Wilbury. Yeah, there's power lines that run, and actually the power lines up ahead, you know, the power lines cross the road. Mm-hmm. Which means you could turn off onto the trail, the maintenance trail.
If possible, make a legal U-turn.
So,
you are in nature.
Please do it. Would you like to pull that stunt?
Yeah.
That seems like. So, are you? What are you? How are you doing? I mean, is there any other thing you want to do while you're doing this? I mean,
am I still on fire?
Yes.
Yes, I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So smoldering.
Frick.
Oh, that was.
Yeah. So.
I'm not really sure how. Unless I can. Like.
You could convince their cars to stop chasing you, maybe. If that you want to use your side power.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the other lane of traffic is much more fun for other cars.
Do me a solid and
hang a Louie.
And while they're trying to deal with that, I'm going to get off the road.
All right.
And hopefully escape detection.
Actually doesn't seem like a dangerous thing because you're in, a Jeep, and it's designed for off-road. So,
okay.
But it does involve using your side power, so why don't you roll...
Five.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt the.
Did you want to?
I have a question about something in the car.
Okay.
So this is like a soccer mom's car, right?
Totally.
She probably has bottled water somewhere, doesn't she?
Almost certainly. In fact, there's a couple. Certainly. Now that you think about it, there's like, mommy or whoever your parent is always kept a or you have memories of.
She can just ask for the bottled water.
Yeah, like, water. Where are you?
Oh, but it's plastic.
Oh no! It's plastic.
I'm trapped in a plastic bottle.
You could ask the seat.
I'm trapped in a plastic bottle.
I like that. Huh?
Is it a freaking plastic bottle?
You pull up a bottle of water.
And I put it on.
And the fire is like, witch!
And then they both kind of like,
yeah, mutual annihilation.
Steam
comes up.
Well, that was surreal.
Becoming one superior substance.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yay, I'm steam! Escape!
3, 3, 3, 4, 5.
I love the world of adorable, like, sounding elements here.
You know what it's like? It's like how kids draw smiley, like, kids personify everything. Like, they draw a smiley face on the sun.
Everything that has been happening in my mind has, like, eyes on it. Like, everything that speaks has, like, a little face that talks to my character. I also unbuckle myself from the dead body and snuggle up to you.
No, the dead body, oh. No, she's totally still there. Yeah.
And I'm on a dead body's lap.
Yeah.
And then I just killed steam or killed water. So I'm just shakily undo the seatbelt. And
so
you probably have to escape.
So we don't make it to the train station, I guess.
Well, actually it's do you avoid capture, right?
Oh.
And a four will avoid capture. So that's different actually, right? On a 4-6, nobody gets caught, right?
Oh, they're right on our ass for like ever now.
No, his goal is to escape them, so you'll move a scene ahead.
Oh,
and you'll avoid capture if you have a 4 or higher on capture.
Well, by the way, if at whatever point I become not on fire anymore,
yeah,
I sort of regain my bearings. And I'm going to go ahead and open the left side car door and kick that body out. Have fun with that.
That just happened. Yeah. I think you need to roll for that.
Mm-hmm. Unless I'm trying... It's dangerous. Well, no. Never mind. That's not a thing I could try to make happen, but it would be funny if, like, one of the other cop cars hit it. Because let me tell you a story about bodies.
Do you want the body to be frozen or fresh?
Fresh.
Okay.
But cars don't just like...
No, don't just go over
you don't just go over a body like cars. And like, oh, ba-dump, oops, we hit something. It's more like, ah!
So, yeah, I think that's my final answer. No one gets caught.
No reveal. But your side power does cause some problems.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of the... And the dream. And the
you're loving those 3-4 side power results.
Yeah.
Every time your side power is like, all the machines are like, yes, we're awake! Revolt against our human oppressors! So
I think this is actually what happens here, is that so one of the cop cars just like...
I hope the audio normalization on that thing is good because I keep spiking it.
Yeah, but it's actually not bad spiking. Like I said, I could bring it back down. Mm. So one of the cup cars, like the wheels lock up and pistons shoot out the hood. Another one swerves into the lane of oncoming traffic. The other one just disappears.
Uh-oh.
Bip.
Wait, the car?
Yep.
Did the people inside the car disappear too?
Yes.
Oh.
And actually, there's
Wonder Woman.
There's a screech of tires, and then you hear a second bip, and then a crash from the other side. But you actually, with the power lines crossed, there's actually one of those like turnaround things,
mm-hmm.
and you like whoosh, zip across that as you know right before a car comes by, and then. You're bumping along on the trail with the power lines, so you are now on the maintenance trail. Actually, you know what? Let's say you actually make it to the town. That's even more interesting. So, what's the name of the town again?
Wilbury.
Let's skip ahead.
As in the traveling Wilburys. You are in Wilbury.
They are still on the road somehow.
Ha-ha, suck ha-ha, it, 5-0. Suck it,
5-0.
Exactly. Wilbur, 5-0.
All right, so...
Music twin powers activate.
Yeah.
So you... Oh, this is awesome. So Wilbury is like a tiny little podunk town with a train station, and that's about it.
It's perhaps like a wooden platform mining and, operation, so loading up coal. You said there were coal cars.
Yeah. So there's a few. There's like some flatbed trucks and all the rest of that stuff. However, as you're pulling into the center of town, the train zips by the station.
Oh frick!
What do you do?
I want to talk to the conductor.
Oh!
A couple minutes. Well, probably like 20 minutes ago.
Do you have a power that lets you talk to people?
Yeah.
This seems...
It's called a gun. That's inappropriate.
This okay. seems like 8 kinds of all sorts of dangerous. Why don't you roll it's all possible. Of the dice?
So you can move spatially when you go back.
Why not?
As well,
okay. I guess you can. Huh? Well, we'll see.
Oh. No, I was gonna go like where I am 20 minutes ago.
Oh, and just
walk
radio.
Over to the train station. Wait for the train.
Yeah,
when
okay.
it stops, get in.
No, it didn't stop. Whizzing.
That's what he's saying. The train didn't stop in this version of the timeline. But if he goes back
and
in
talks
time,
to the conductor,
ask them to stop
oh,
the
I
train.
See. I thought the train was leaving.
Oh,
as
I'm
we
sorry.
Were arriving.
Oh, it could be. Yeah. Well, that's fine.
I didn't. Okay, well, anyways.
Let's roll. Let's see what
regardless.
Yeah.
So, we'll find out
what
happens when I get there 20 minutes
yeah.
ago.
That's a thing.
If you flub it, maybe that's why the train didn't stop.
Oh, no, he kicked it right in the groin.
6-6-5-5-3.
Don't forget you are impaired, so you actually lose
ooh,
one of
yeah.
those.
Oh, you re-roll.
No,
that,
yeah,
unfortunately, you have
to
re-roll.
Those,
set
yeah.
aside a die. Sorry.
Oh,
six,
6-6-5-5. No failures
okay.
to be found.
What only needs a 5.
Oh dear, man, that's just that's.
Why are you not playing 40k right now?
Yeah.
Skadoosh.
Yeah.
That's a leadership role. He is 40k.
Oh, yeah, you usually don't roll that many dice for a leadership role.
Oh man, crushed. All right, well,
your side powers are well behaved. You take no harm. You achieve your goal.
other people give you a reveal and the chasers do not advance, which is convenient.
And
since they're right on your butt.
Colleges send you honorary degrees.
Your stock portfolio is increased.
So
your acne problem is cleared up.
That's right.
Your bullet problem is cleared up.
Unfortunately, no. But all right. So all right. So your goal was to go back and get the train to stop.
Yeah.
I think I do get to narrate how this happens.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually you. I almost want to say, huh.
Then say
actually,
it.
Let's go through the reveal first, if you don't mind doing it.
Okay. Yeah.
So what are your questions? What are your remaining questions?
How did I get back to the beginning? Why am I afraid of my own reflection? And who did I kill? Sorry, I'm a bit cryptic.
You are afraid of your own reflection because you're afraid that you will look into a mirror and see your face covered by nothing but loops. Shot.
I was thinking something about, like, it's that, you can be in the same place twice, but you can't be in the same place three times. And you're afraid a reflection counts.
Ooh, that's better.
I actually do like that. Or maybe it actually does count.
So, for example, if he knows he's in the present, he can look at a reflection and it's okay, as long as a future him doesn't happen to be wandering around sometime.
That's better.
If he goes back in time, he knows, okay, stay away from anything reflective.
Yeah.
Thoughts? I was thinking something kind of similar to what Blake has with, like, the... seeing your reflection, like, locks you in, because then you know that that's how it was.
That's where I really was.
Yeah. And then you can't do... You're powerless while you've... Anywhere you've seen your reflection.
Oh, I see what he's saying. Like, if he sees his reflection, he couldn't be somewhere else right then.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. I could have been an unseen object there, and therefore not necessarily really have been there. But once I've been observed, even by myself.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Neat. There's also the loops. Like what she said, you're afraid you'll see your face covered with loops. It could be something like, shit, that's not what my face looks like. I'm back in time right now, and I don't know it.
That's kind of like an Inception moment when the top...
Right.
Yeah, just...
Well, no, because he doesn't leave the car until we get to the train station.
So you observe him in the other timeline, and then he's not there anymore. Schrodinger's dude.
He's wherever he was all along. But the point is, when he went back in time, he was... somewhere else at the same time he was in the car. For the last 20 minutes of that car ride, he was already at the train station.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, the train... at that point, his tattoo on his body had already changed.
Hmm.
I see. That's confusing.
And no one's good. And no one's
travel
is bad.
Is rarely simple.
We don't have to make it make perfect sense.
It doesn't have to make perfect sense.
It's interesting.
It's a silly sci-fi movie.
Fear.
Well, we have to decide between these four options.
Quick, go understand Primer, then come back.
So I think that's... So
quick.
How do you synthesize all of that, then?
It's up to you guys, ultimately.
Yeah, feel free to foist it on us if you don't want
or
the responsibility.
Low self-esteem.
Is that
I'm
acne problem?
I'm vetoing that one.
To be honest with you,
I have been observed.
Yeah. It fixes your place in time.
And that scares me, because even other people observing me isn't a big deal to me.
If you observe yourself, then...
Yeah.
Determined.
Yeah. It collapses the probabilities. So, you are sort of standing around the back of the, I guess you're still technically in the same location. You're in Wilbury.
Yeah,
but,
right in the middle of the road.
You're in the middle of the road. And
I thought it was at the train station.
Well, yeah.
Well, we were in the road.
Yeah.
Right.
And now I'm in the road.
Yeah. So, it's, I guess everyone's on lunch break, so you sort of slip into the train is stopped, and you sort of slip into the station, and you sort of climb on board the train. Is the conductor there or not right now?
I think he's there prepping the...
Yeah, so he's hunched over the equipment. He's sort of a nervous-looking guy in a sort of a set of overalls and a traditional conductor's cap. You know, he looks every part of the train conductor, and he doesn't hear you coming up behind him. What do you do?
Excuse me, sir.
Are you with them?
I assume not. Oh, I don't know.
What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here.
Oh, sorry,
I'm in so
sorry.
Much trouble. Oh, God.
I just wanted to ask you to wait. I've got some friends who are coming, and we need to catch the train. Could you... I know that the train's scheduled to leave in about 15, 20 minutes. I was wondering if you could wait 5 more minutes, maybe?
I can't wait. They'll kill me.
Who's they?
They're making me drive the train.
Who, like the train company?
No, they're cops or something. I don't know.
Oh, no. That's who we're trying to get away from.
Well, why are you waiting here then? They're in the... What? They've got people...
No. Really?
They're holding somebody or something. They carried a bunch of... Almost look like people in body bags into the train earlier, but I don't... I'm on a schedule. If I don't get out of here,
look, I will stay here, and me and you in this train leaving 5 minutes behind schedule. They won't get you. No, not for you, man.
Kinda,
not for you. Not
you
for you.
Backs
it's
up
for them.
As you flash the piece.
That's for them. I already killed one of them. It's fine, man. Just stay calm. We need like 5 more minutes. I mean, 5 more minutes, like 20 minutes from now.
So as you all pull up into Wilbury, the train is sitting there on the tracks. And
but we just suddenly lose Hegg.
Yeah. No, not yet. You haven't noticed. Well, I guess you haven't noticed he's not there yet.
Right.
You hear sort of the screeching of tires in the road outside of the front.
Lean out of the cab.
And Egg is no longer in the car. But there is sort of like there's sort of commotion. Like you hear voices from like people. Something's going on in the back of the train. And on that note, I think.
Right.
I have the strangest feeling. It's almost like deja vu, but not really.
We're not quite done with this little adventure, so stay tuned. Next week will be the exciting conclusion of Cyron. This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. iPodcast Magic Missile. Attacking the darkness since 2012.